I think all of us that are there as part of our team will,
and
you know,
will
provide statements, whether that's our chancellor who will be there, our faculty athletic rep, you know, myself, our legal team, our compliance staff. You know, I think that's where you have to take the emotion out of it and say, what do the facts show? What was demonstrated? You know, what was said in staff meetings? What was then followed up with monitoring systems, or what systems were created? And to me, you can't blend the personal side with the professional side. And I think we have a well-documented story to tell, both as a university, as an athletic department, and Hugh Freeze has a story to tell personally in terms of how his leadership ran the program. That's our anticipation. That's what we've heard at this point in time. And so we are aligned from the standpoint of we have a case, and it is documented, where we believe that he ran the program to meet our expectations on the compliance side. And that's how you have to approach it. And that's what we said, you know, at our press conference, is that, hey, look, we have a record. It speaks for itself. You can't take that away. Mm-hmm. Those documents are there. So we have never gone into it saying, hey, we believe everybody and we're going to take their word for it, and you should trust us.
Yeah.
We have gone into it saying, every time somebody has made a statement, it has to be backed up by something, right? A phone record or a document or an email or another person's account of it. And to me, that's how you have to approach it. And you know, it's like balls and strikes. You know, we've used that analogy in our team. Is it a strike or is it a ball? Call it a strike when it's a strike. Call it a ball when it's a ball.